This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anmita Bansal. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. To begin with, the Supreme Court has rejected the review plea of one of the convicts from the Nirbhaya case. In the ongoing corporate feud between the Tata Group and ousted former chairman Cyrus Mistry, the NCLAT has held Mistry's removal by the Tata Sons board in 2016 as illegal. We'll also talk about how Amazon India begins a pilot project to buy produce directly from farmers. Well, to begin with our first story, the Supreme Court rejected the review plea of one of the convicts from the Nirbhaya case. And to give us more details on what exactly happened in the court today, I have with me Money Control's Akriti Handa on the phone line.
Hi Akriti, thank you for joining in.
Thank you Anvita for having me here.
Akriti, can you please tell all our listeners what exactly happened in the court today?
So Nirbhaya case has been going on in the case for 7 years. It was right. On December 16, 2012, when the 23-year-old paramedic was brutally raped and left for the dead on a road in Delhi. And it's been 7 long years for her parents, and the case has seen 7 long years in various levels of courts. Today it was a hearing in the Supreme Court where one of the convicts called Akshay Kumar Singh had filed a review petition against the High Court's order, which was a plea against his death sentence. Yeah. So it was in 2017 when the Supreme Court had given a death penalty or capital punishment to all the six convicts.
Right.
But what has happened is, of the six convicts, one of them had allegedly committed suicide in Tihar jail. Another was a juvenile who was sent to a reform facility where he completed his 3 years and then he was let off. Four remaining convicts, three of them had filed their review petitions, which were dismissed by the Supreme Court in July last year. And the fourth convict, Akshay Kumar Singh, his hearing had to happen today, in which the Supreme Court has said that there was no error in the previous judgment and his review petition has also been dismissed. Which means his death penalty stands as it was.
Okay. So where does the case stand now?
So as of now, all the four convicts, as per the 2017 Supreme Court judgment, the death penalty or capital punishment for all four convicts stands as it is. And another case, which was hearing the Delhi government, has filed another case in a Sessions Court, in the Patiala House Sessions Court in Delhi, where Nirbhaya's parents are asking for expediting the execution of these four convicts.
Right.
And that hearing now has been adjourned for January 7th.
All right. And Akriti, one last question. What legal recourse is left for these convicts?
So, as per the Constitution and Act, under various sections of the Criminal Procedure and Indian Penal Code, once a lot of legal recourse is given to convicts, okay, irrespective of the crime. So, these four convicts as of now have exhausted two layers. I mean, first you file a petition, then you can file an appeal to that petition. So, this case was first filed in a fast track court, then it went to the Delhi High Court. These convicts had appealed against the Delhi High Court decision in the Supreme Court. Then the Supreme Court gave them a death penalty in 2017. For which they have filed a review petition. As of today, all review petitions stand dismissed. Now, the next course of action for these people is that they file a curative plea. A curative plea is the final legal recourse for any convict. This is basically after you file a review petition in the Supreme Court, if you're not convinced with the judgment, this is the final legal recourse you can take. You can file a curative petition against the review petition. And after that, these convicts have the last exhaustive measure of a mercy petition or a clemency petition, which is sent directly to the President of India.
Okay.
And then it is up to him if he admits it or he dismisses it. One of the convicts today has said that they might be considering. I mean, his name is Mukesh Kumar. He's one of the four, and he said that his lawyer has said that he might be considering filing a curative petition. Whereas Akshay Kumar, whose hearing was going on today, his lawyer has said that he needs time to file a mercy petition.
Right, right.
And the Sessions Court, the Patiala High Court, has given all these four convicts 7 days of time to tell if they will be filing a mercy petition to the president or not.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Akriti, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita, again for having me on the podcast.
Well, in the ongoing corporate feud between Tata Group and ousted former chairman Cyrus Mistry, the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has held Mistry's removal by the Tata Sons board in 2016 as illegal and has reinstated him as an executive chairman of the group. To give us more details on the story, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in. Shraddha, what is the judgment by NCLAT?
So basically, it was a stunning turn of events when the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has said that the removal of Cyrus Mistry by the Tata Sons board in 2016 was illegal.
Right.
They've used the term illegal, and he will be reinstated as the executive chairman of Tata Group.
Right. And when will Cyrus Mistry be reinstated as the chairman of the group again?
So basically, they have given the group 4 weeks. In that 4 week, they actually have the time to go to the Supreme Court. So there are levels on which these cases judgment are actually held. So Cyrus Mistry first went to NCLT. NCLT did not rule in favor of Cyrus Mistry. Now NCLT has ruled in favor of Cyrus Mistry. So okay. The next step is directly Supreme Court for the Tata Group if they want the judgment to be reviewed. I will just bring like basic details from the judgment because the order has not come. What we know about the judgment is basically from the court hearings. So I would like to mention that because these are serious allegations that the tribunal has held. Because Cyrus Mistry has alleged in the boardroom feud in 2016 that, you know, the Tata Sons board has actually used oppression and mismanagement. So tribunal has actually was in favor with Mistry's allegations, and these are serious allegations, so we'll have to wait for the original order. But what we know from the hearing is that NCLAT says that removal of Mistry was illegal from other firms also.
Right.
As the chairman, that was illegal, but removal of him from the firms, other Tata firms, was also illegal. And Ratan Tata's action against Mistry was oppressive. And Tata Sons' change to private company from public was also illegal. Basically, Tata Sons has a majority stake of Tata Trust, that is by Ratan Tata, and Cyrus Mistry becomes a minority shareholder. So he has actually used a lot of rules from the, you know, company laws. So in that thing, he actually gets a lot of advantage. Plus, there are like a different time frames. These boardroom approvals need to have like a 15-day notice, which he alleged was not given by the board.
Right.
So all of these things were taken into consideration before NCLAT actually held this ruling. And so they have 4 weeks before Cyrus Mistry will be reinstated as the executive chairman in Tata Group.
Right. Shraddha, has there been any reaction from the Tata Group as of now?
We don't hear anything right now. We'll have to wait for that.
Okay.
But I think it was basically that if, you know, if I had to put out a personal statement in that front, it is basically that, you know, Cyrus Mistry wanted to prove his stand against the, you know, this was one of the biggest boardroom feuds that we heard about in 2016. And it's one of the biggest Indian conglomerate that is now kind of headless without executive chairman.
Right.
So it might not impact the day-to-day working of Tata Group, but it is definitely huge. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of reactions coming in.
Right, right. And how has the stocks reacted after the news?
So after the news, all the Tata stocks, Tata Motors, Steel, Global, actually saw a kind of a vertical fall. So there was definitely a dip. They were in the red. So maybe we can see similar trends in the coming few days as well.
Right. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
on our last story, we discuss how media reports state that Amazon India begins a pilot project to buy produce directly from farmers. To talk more on this, I have with me Money Control Siddhesh Raut. Hi Siddhesh, welcome to the show.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me here.
Siddhesh, how would Amazon's system work?
So according to the media reports, Amazon India will be working with dozens of farmers from Pune, and it's already created a cold chain storage facility to carry out this program. And the key thing is it will supply this produce from the company's online stores, and if it is successful, this project would then be expanded to other parts of the country as well.
Right.
This is a large part, apparently, according to the reports, of initiating Amazon's farm to fork initiative, where they don't need to basically involve any middleman or middle source in the whole part of the supply chain.
Right. And what is Amazon's long-term plan?
So currently the company is buying its produce from agricultors from various markets and mandis. And Amazon hopes to shift that current supply paradigm by improving growth in the food and grocery segment. So they believe that this current initiative will definitely help in achieving that growth in this very lucrative sector.
Right. Thank you so much, Siddhesh, for all those details.
Thank you.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.